I'm Derek Russell.
And I'm Brad Locke, and this is The Memo,
a gathering of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and DJournal.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Memo. It is Wednesday, October 5th. We are live at the
live-ish.
We are live recorded at the Imagine the Possibilities Career Expo at the Bancorp South Arena in Tupelo today. Some longtime listeners might remember we did this last year.
We did.
And have returned. They apparently, it wasn't bad enough. They asked us to come back again.
Yes, they did.
And to talk to the people. I'm Derek Russell, joined by Brad Locke. Here this Wednesday morning, Wednesday afternoon for you if you're listening at home or in your car or what have you, or whenever Chris Kiefer is able to get this out. Chris Kiefer, far enough away from us today not to be able to hit us, but still throw things. Yeah, there. See, you might still could hear that. Over the bustling of energetic eighth graders
all
finding their next
eyes,
career.
All these bright eyes, these
trying
young
to figure out what they want to do with their life. They're so young, so impressionable. We're trying to keep them as far away from Brad Locke as humanly possible, but we don't want them to get near him. It is $5 to get your picture made with Brad Locke,
yes,
though.
Only $5. That's
$5. A deal. Sir, would you like your picture made with Brad Locke? No. Right,
well, I think Matt Lobhan over there is charging $20.
$20? We got to go up. Inflation. Yeah. We are near the WTVA booth as well as the Tupelo Community Theater booth, I believe, down
there.
So
we're
smack
between, we're right next to the cool kids.
We are. We are the cool kids. We get to sit at the cool kids table.
Sure,
today.
Sure we are. Yeah.
At least until this is over with.
I like how they color coded the kids this year.
They are color coded, so you can figure out if I don't know what the color coding means. Chris, do you know what the color coding means?
I think it's their school colors.
Just different school colors.
There's
only so many colors, so somebody's going to have to overlap at some point.
Yeah,
there are different shades.
Yeah, they all got Imagine the Possibilities T-shirts.
They have what now?
The Imagine the Possibilities.
You're gonna have to look at me when you speak. It's loud in here.
The Imagine the Possibilities T-shirts.
Sure.
Everybody gets one in their school colors.
I didn't get one.
So.
I didn't get one.
Didn't
in
get one
Daily
either.
Journal green. Memo green.
Yeah. Chris Kiefer needs to get on that. I want my T-shirt.
How are you today?
Hey
Podgator's here with us.
Podgator made it.
If you heard that.
I don't
How
think
are you
did.
Today,
I'm
Bradley?
I'm fine. I've got my coffee.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I'm surprised you haven't made one of these kids an intern yet, like running errands for you and stuff.
I'll be out of coffee soon, so.
Oh, well, anybody that's up for running around and making a coffee runs, feel free to come on by, stop by our booth here in the Arts AV Technology.
Or we just have Rod Rojardo do it.
Rod
our
Rojardo
boss.
Could also do it.
He can do the coffee thing.
I don't know if you're supposed to ask him to go get us coffee. That's not really
it's fine.
Thing to do.
So, this is going to be all about the Career Expo today on the show. It's the second annual Imagine the Possibilities Career Expo. They did this last year, as you mentioned, here at the Bancorp South Arena. It's a three-day event. Eighth graders from all over the region coming in and going to different booths, such as the one we have here. A bunch of different businesses and companies are set up to talk to kids and do interactive things to kind of give them an idea of what it's really like to work in their respective industry and maybe plant the seed of what they want to do with their lives.
It's a huge thing. It was huge last year, obviously, already. It's already grown this year. It spilled out into the parking lot this year.
Yeah, it's like twice as big this year.
We're on the concourse. If you're familiar with the Bancorp South Arena, we're facing the Tupelo Automobile Museum right now, but the inside of the actual arena is just booming with activity.
It is.
Is NASA in there?
What?
I think NASA's in there.
NASA's here?
NASA's not in there?
Buzz Aldrin is here?
Why did I think NASA was here? NASA's a career. They could do that.
NASA's over in Huntsville. Why not?
Yeah, space. Space is here.
I want to go into
the whole thing of it.
I want to work for
right
space.
Right next to cyber. Cyber's a real problem.
I want to work for space.
We do what now?
I want to work for space.
How do I work for space?
I'd like to work in space, be away from all the people.
It's a very confused eighth grader. I'd like to work for space. So many kids walking around this morning, though. Yes, Chris.
Oh, Chris Kiefer's trying to tell
Come
us something.
Over, join us.
Get on the mic, Chris.
Please
we got three
trip
of them
in the process.
No, on that point, you being an old sports writer would appreciate this. Football coach cliches. In fact, was it Paris who posted that video the other day about all the football coach cliches? But they would always say he's great in space.
Yes.
About such and such a running back receiver.
Right.
And that would always kind of throw me up because I have this image of
he's great when you get him out past Venus.
Yeah.
In open space. He can go. He can really go. Yeah. That's pretty good. So who we got on the show today? We got Charles Garrett going to come on.
We got a few different people coming on to talk about the Imagine the Possibilities Career Expo.
Indeed we do. We get
a dollar every time we say the full name.
We got Brad Mixon, principal of Boonville Middle School. We're going to have somebody from Toyota come to talk with us.
Yeah.
John Raymer.
To be named later.
From Toyota.
Who?
John Raymer is coming from Toyota.
So Toyota, of course, has a lot to do with this event.
Toyota is a car manufacturer.
If you're not familiar.
Yes, if you're not familiar.
I own three Toyotas.
You own three Toyotas?
Three Toyotas.
Well, they should be paying you to come here.
They really should.
How many? You own three Toyotas?
Me, my car, my wife's, and my oldest daughter's.
Well, there you go. How do you feel
about
Toyota?
They're all paid off.
We have our first guest.
They're fine. I love them. Hey.
How you doing?
So let's welcome in our first guest, Brad Mixon. He is the principal at Boonville Middle School. How you doing, Brad?
Good. How y'all doing?
Doing well, sir. This Career Expo is the second one, and it's already pretty much doubled in size. I mean, how big of a deal is this becoming already in this area?
It's a pretty big deal. It's something that our kids look forward to. Once they found out about it last year, it's something that our kids have been looking forward to this year. Our teachers have pushed it really well to get the kids prepared, just working with them on the different pathways and choices that they can come and see here at the Magic Possibilities.
Yeah, you know, when maybe a kid hears Career Expo, that may not be something that excites them initially, but then when they get here and see all the cool stuff and the interactive things, it seems like their eyes really light up, and they really do enjoy it, don't they?
There are a lot of aha moments. You see kids, you know, that think, hey, I want to do this when I grow up. Then they're actually hands-on, see what's happening, and they change their minds.
How do you see this? You know, had students come here last year. What do you see after this event is over, the students still being interested in this? I mean, well, how do you see this paying off, I guess?
Well, the kids really, when they get back to the classroom, our technology teacher that works for this particular program, you know, goes ahead, they review back over what they've seen. They continue talking about it throughout the year. It also feeds into the high school as far as their career pathways and what classwork they're wanting to take.
Right.
The kids take it pretty serious. It's pretty neat to see them speaking with all the different representatives here.
And you know, eighth grade, I know the organizers did it for eighth graders because that seems like the best time to really start, have them start thinking about at least what they want to do. That seems to be just the ideal time because, like you said, they're heading into high school, figuring out what classes they want to take. And really, basically, once you get to high school, you're already thinking ahead to college.
It is. I mean, it's a really good time. However, I do think there's opportunity for younger grades. I mean, it's always good to have conversations with your kids. You know, kids have dreams. You know, they're like, hey, I want to do this, or, you know, I want to grow up be a fireman. And just being able to have conversations with them, even in the younger grades, and providing opportunities like this for younger grades would be a good idea also.
You know, I mentioned college, but, you know, not everybody goes to college. Not college isn't for everyone. I think maybe something like this can help kids realize that college is good, something worth striving for, but there's some really good careers you can have coming right out of high school. And I think some of these, like Toyota, some of these industries here can give them a good idea of that, can't they?
Well, it does open the eyes to the kids, because I know a lot of times, you know, our big push is let's go to college. And there's some kids that are like, well, that may not be for me. But when they come here, they're seeing a lot of other job opportunities. And it's a good way for the community to reach out and help keep kids basically engaged in school and see that there are reasons for them to continue on with their education.
And how does this right here help schools like Boonville really prepare kids for their careers? I know that's something that's maybe been more of an effort in recent years in the area, and this really augments that, doesn't it?
It does. And I mean, one thing that it can do, it helps us be more aware of the job opportunities for our kids in the area. It allows us to plan curriculum for the students. If we need to change something up, maybe add another course, you know, once they're in high school, it helps us be able to plan a lot better.
And it's really, you feel like it's really helped develop the relationships between the school districts and the local businesses and industries?
I really do. Yeah. It has opened up a lot of doors for conversations to take place as far as maybe having smaller, job fairs at our different schools, maybe on a little bit grander scale than what we used to back in the day, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Brad Mixon, of principal of Boonville Middle School. Really cool event here, and I hope your kids enjoy it. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. We're joined now by Charles Garrett coming in today. sir, you joined us last year, and we've grown a whole lot since then.
Yes, sir, we have.
There are more schools this year joining the expo. So what do you attribute that to?
Well, first, the 32 schools that came last year seemed to really enjoy themselves, and there was a lot of word of mouth. And as other schools and counties heard about it, they began to call and ask, could you guys help us set one up in our area? And that's very difficult to do. So what we ended up doing was just inviting all the schools in the 17 counties represented by Create Foundation.
And that gives you somewhere in the area of 7,000 students, is that right?
We're expecting, yes, sir. If you have a normal absentee day at school, which it may be a little less than normal, you would expect anywhere from 6,850 to 7,000.
That's amazing to have this many come through.
It is. It really is.
And experience all these different things. And of those things, on that same note, more this year, more companies involved, more businesses, more careers.
We do. And, of course, Columbus Air Force Base is here, and they're in about 8 or 9 of the pathways. And Caterpillar's here, and we have, I think, Oxford, some of the hospitals from Oxford are going to be here. So we do have a lot more people involved this year as exhibitors. I think there are 139 exhibitors that I know of for sure.
And this, I mean, this expo is now, I mean, there's been another one done on the coast. I mean,
right.
How do you, when you sit back and look at all that, it's a good day when you see those kind of things happening elsewhere.
It really is, and in just full disclosure, we actually got the idea from an expo that was on the coast, and we went down and watched them do theirs, and then they helped us bring it here, and now we have people from Kansas who are visiting this week to take a look at it. I think Larry Anderson probably told you about that, mm-hmm. And we've also got some people from Memphis that have come down, and I think someone from the Southeast Coast, maybe one of the Carolinas, but I'm not sure.
What are the goals any different this year than last year? Last year was in its infancy. Now, you know, everybody knows what they're doing a little bit more this time around. What's changed?
I think the primary goal is pretty much the same. We would like to produce the most career aware and ready students really in the world. And with the gift from Toyota and all the support of the local businesses, we think we're in a unique place to be able to do that. And so what we want are activities in all grades, K through 12, where students are consistently having opportunities to examine different kinds of career options and how that might impact their education. For instance, when they leave eighth grade, when they leave this expo, we know they'll be building their four-year plan for high school. We hope this has some impact. But we also know that in K-7 now, there are more and more activities because the schools know it's important too.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to get them ready really for two reasons. One, they know it's important, but the other is they know the expo's coming and they want the kids when they come here to get the most out of it they can.
Right.
So we're seeing many expos in kindergarten, first grade, second grade. I know Union County's got one, I think, on the 12th where it's for K-2 kids and they're doing an expo just for them.
You spoke of the impact seen. Talk a little bit about any impact you might have seen from last year. I mean, individual schools, individual students.
The biggest impact I see is a couple of years ago when we began talking about this, and I'm an ex-superintendent, so I'll blame myself. You know, I thought my job was to meet the mandates of Mississippi Department of Education, do well on state tests, provide graduates, get as many people a highest score possible on the ACT and all this kind of thing. But to really think, what are we doing to make them aware of career options wasn't really on my radar, and it wasn't on most of our radars.
Sure.
So I think the most important thing we've done is more people understand the need for skilled workers. There was a time when about 20% of all jobs were skilled and about 60% were unskilled. That's how it was when I was coming up. Today, 60% of all jobs are skilled. They have to have some kind of certification or something to indicate that they have the skills to do something. About 20% of the jobs are unskilled, and the number of college that require college degrees is about the same as it's always been, 20, 25%. So that skilled, unskilled has flipped over the last three decades. And I think that's one of the reasons we've lost our middle class. As we become more and more technologically involved, kids have to be involved in that way.
Charles, just a wealth of information. We appreciate you taking the time out. We know how busy you are during this expo. Appreciate you coming on the show today.
I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me. And you guys have a great day.
All right, we're going to welcome in now John Raymer, General Manager for Toyota Mississippi. Thanks for joining us, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, couldn't be better. Thank you for having us.
Man, this event is really growing. It's just the second year, and I guess it's basically twice as many students going to be coming in, right?
More than twice. Last year, yeah. I think we had around 3,000, and we're upwards of 8,000 this year.
Wow. I mean, what's been the kind of response you've seen? Because for the most part, the students seem to really be engaged, don't they?
The students are more than engaged.
Right.
Obviously, the focus of these activities are hands-on type of activities,
right,
where students can interact with professionals, understand that people really do have passion for jobs here locally in our region. The response has been outstanding. And we had many requests from last year from other schools and other school districts. They wanted to be involved, and a lot of the career professionals here have really stepped up their game. It's much better this year, much bigger and better.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, the eighth graders coming in, I know that's the group that was kind of chosen based on the fact that, you know, they're about to head into the high school, mm-hmm, and they're going to have to start thinking about careers, whether it's college or going straight into the workforce after high school, and this is really, I guess, a good starting point for them?
Yeah, I think the research basically shows that when teenagers get the 14, 15-year-old range, they really start to think about careers. It also gives them a chance before they enter into high school to understand where they really need to focus,
what
areas of study.
And how important, especially for to have something like this, I know that we've had it in other parts of the state now too, but in Mississippi, where, you know, the unemployment rate isn't always where we'd like it to be, and this gives, I guess, it's an opportunity that hasn't always been here, and kids haven't always had the chance to really understand what's available.
Well, I think this year, at the end of this year, we'll have touched, or imagine the possibilities, we'll have touched 37,000 kids in Mississippi, 37 different counties. It couldn't be more important to us as a big manufacturer here in the region. Our own experience has shown that people from this area, where it's closer to home, closer to family, that they really need to understand how many different career paths that they can choose here locally, because
right,
we don't want to lose the adults as they enter the workforce.
Yeah, that's been something in the news recently about how many college graduates leave within 5 years.
Absolutely.
Of graduating.
And that's been our experience as well, that when people relocate to this area, and I don't think it's just this area, but
right,
when people relocate to this area and there's not family, not friends, not infrastructure where they grew up, they tend to move on. And
right,
our experience has been people from this region working for us are much, much happier, and they stay.
And I was speaking with an educator earlier, the Boonville Middle School principal, and, you know, talk about college being a big goal for these kids, and for a lot of kids, that's where they need to be. But college isn't for everyone. I mean, it seems like this is a good place for kids to realize, whether it's working for Toyota or some other industry in the area, that, you know, there's really good opportunities after high school.
Absolutely. And I think one of the biggest reflections that a lot of the educators have had is, I had no idea, even as an educator, that
right,
we had this many career possibilities right here around home.
Right.
So this is a great venue for all the different companies to show their career paths and to let students interact with professionals within that career path and understand that they can have a great life here in our region and a great living.
And how important is it to keep developing this relationship between the local industries and businesses and the school districts?
Well, I don't think it could be any more important based on what we were just talking about the folks that grow up here regionally. We're not after just developing Toyota's workforce.
Right.
Obviously, that's a key point for us, but the region has to be healthy in order for us to be healthy.
Right.
So it couldn't be more important for all these different companies and for more. We're looking for more to expand this event year by year. It couldn't be more important for us to have a healthy workforce in all these different career paths so that the region can blossom.
Right. Well, John Raymer, General Manager of Toyota Mississippi, appreciate you taking a few moments with us, sir.
Well,
great stuff here.
I tell you what, we couldn't be prouder to be a part of it. And we look forward to a long, continued relationship with Imagine the Possibilities right here in North Mississippi.
Well, I sure hope so. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, let's welcome in Paige Roberts. She is the project manager for the, what's the name of the organization over this?
Imagine the Possibilities is the one in the Northeast Mississippi, and then Pathways to Possibilities is on the coast. and in the Delta. So this is an affiliate of P2P.
Right. And the Delta, you mentioned y'all did one there for the first time this year. How did that go?
Oh, it was amazing. It was so exciting to see the 2,200 eighth graders come in from 12 counties across the Mississippi Delta. You could see that they were just amazed by the employment opportunities that are really in their backyard.
Yeah. And you know, it's important, I think, for the entire state to have something like this, but the Delta, I mean, that's a pretty depressed region, and that's going to be an extra huge deal for them.
It was so much so that they were stunned into paralysis when they first entered the room.
Really?
And saw all of the pathways and the various equipment and the activities. And so we just gently approached them, asked what they're interested in, asked what their favorite subjects in school are, and then tried to match them to a pathway that way.
I mean, a lot of it was, you know, high school graduates or kids who maybe don't even finish high school. Maybe this is because they don't realize what's out there, and they just don't necessarily have the hope that they could have.
Absolutely. And what's very critical is that this event, wherever it is, promotes the idea of relevance to the students.
Right.
So we've always had the three R's of education, reading, writing, and arithmetic, but relevance is the fourth R. And really, in the world we're living in now, I would say it's very important, just as important as the other three.
Yeah, definitely. And this is the second day now for this one here.
Yes.
And it's grown. Obviously, y'all have been, a lot more students have been invited. I think it's more than double the participation.
Oh, it has. We had seven counties last year, about 3,000 students. And this year we're at 17 counties and about 7,000 students. So we also added a day to help even out that flow. And I tell you, everyone who is involved in the planning and decision making for a Imagine the Possibilities is so thrilled with what we've been seeing and the opportunity to reach that many more communities in Mississippi.
Yeah. It seems like there's been so much buy-in from the school district, from the industry and the companies around here, and just everybody involved.
Right. And, you know, that's really one a beauty of this event is how communal it is.
Right.
Really in the true spirit of community, that we're crossing the sectors, the private sectors here, the public sector, the nonprofit sector, that we've got educators working with employers, and that we're also promoting that relationship for the other 364 days of the year, so that the educators now have a network to reach out to with employers to be involved in their classrooms, or possibly for the class to go out to the place of employment. And that kind of bridge building is so important right now.
Yeah, I was talking to some other guests here on the program about that relationship building between local industry and business and the school districts. Because, I mean, career readiness, and I think school districts are putting more emphasis on that, and it I think it's essential that they have that relationship.
Right, because if you know, we talk about the dropout rates a lot, but we're usually talking about high school. If you look at college, in the eight public universities in Mississippi, after 4 years, not even a quarter of the students are coming out with a degree, and after 6 years, it's 44%. So clearly, there are different paths for different jobs, and that you just need to be deliberate about that path and not just narrowly define success through college only.
Right, exactly. And you know, early returns on these career expos seem to be very successful. I know University of Mississippi conducted a study on the one on the coast.
Yes, they used a cohort on the 2015 coast cohort of eighth graders.
Okay.
And they also have collected data from the educators and the employers, as well as the volunteers. And they've done focus groups and surveys and on-site interviews. We have some of the early results, for example, from the student survey about the impact on the students. And there were very significant increases in their thinking and interest in careers, but also we found that we've sort of blown their minds about all of this new information, that they now realize how much more information they need, and that they're actually craving help with collating all of this new stimulation and, new bits of knowledge to help them figure out, you know, what are the summer jobs I should get, or after school jobs? What are the extracurricular activities? What are the classes I should be taking in high school? So that's somewhat of an unmet need.
Right.
That is a gap right now. And again, all of these challenges are not unique to Mississippi.
Right.
These are nationwide issues that all educators, employers are grappling with these problems.
They're going to continue the study over the years to kind of track these kids once they
Absolutely.
Graduate.
Absolutely. Yeah. There is a sample of that population that is being tracked for 10 years, so
okay.
that we'll have some longitudinal data. You know, what's also interesting is not only did they do a pre-event measurement and a post-event measurement, but they also found three schools in the state that had not attended P2P or Imagine the Possibilities at all
right.
to use as a control group, which for people who understand research, that really ups the validity of
right.
the study.
Right, exactly. As for the future of this event and the events like it, what do you mm-hmm. see going forward as far as the growth and whatnot?
Sure. Well, you know, the CREATE Foundation runs mm-hmm. this Imagine the Possibilities, and Karen Sock and I came in and guided them, and they have now all 17 of the counties in their footprint.
Right.
As I mentioned, we have the 12 counties on the Delta. We've added two on the coast, so we have eight. So that brings us to 37 out of the 82 counties in the state, and it is our vision that one day, hopefully sooner rather than later,
mm-hmm.
eighth graders from all 82 counties will have some P2P event to attend at some point in their eighth
right.
grade year. And then we also have the 2 hours, such as today at the end, that are reserved for at-risk youth, ages
right.
16 to 24, who have been identified through agencies already working with that age group.
Cool.
They've made their way somehow off the track,
right.
The traditional track of education and workforce. So this helps bring them back on board and
right.
really instills some hope and some promise for them after having made maybe yeah. some not so great choices.
Yeah. That's really cool too. So is there any specific target for where you want this to go next, another region? Maybe you're hoping to have another expo?
Well, we're working with a group in Jackson.
Okay.
We've had some discussions about the Meridian area, but quite frankly, there are also, yesterday we had visitors from South Carolina, Kansas, and Tennessee.
Wow.
And so, you know, because like I said, this event can help any community and be impactful to any eighth grader. So
right.
we're all about moving beyond the Magnolia State as well.
Sure.
But of course, our home and heart is in the Mississippi area.
Right.
I was going to go back just for a moment to the
sure.
study results to say that my favorite result from that study as the mother of three sons was that fewer students reported wanting to pursue athletics as a career and profession after attending the event. So,
interesting.
You know, I'm all about athletics, but the chances of that becoming, you know, a child becoming a professional athlete are very, very small.
Slim to none.
But there are lots of jobs that are related to the sports industry,
right.
and that's the kind of message that we want to spread to the kids.
Right. Well, good deal. Well, it's obviously grown, and hope it keeps growing. Paige,
thank
appreciate
you
taking a few minutes with us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mike Claiborne joining this morning. Mike, we've talked to several people today. You're with CREATE. You can answer a little different questions than people who are benefiting from this. Talk about the logistics of putting something like this together.
Well, as you might imagine, there are lots of moving parts with this, and we really are fortunate to have some really talented folks, Alvin Bennett on staff, Larry Anderson, and Chuck Garrett. Chuck works with the school districts. Larry primarily works with the exhibitors and the setup, and of course Alvin is kind of our overall coordinator, and so last year was a good start for us. Of course, we relied pretty heavily on the ladies from the Mississippi Gulf Coast to work with us to kind of talk us through the different approaches that we needed to take, and so we had a great start last year with hardly a hiccup, and of course this year we've doubled the size, and of course we had seven counties last year, this year 17 counties and 7,000 students.
Amazing.
And so I believe there are maybe 74 different schools in the region. All of the public schools are represented, quite a number of private schools, and even a few homeschool students.
I don't want to use the word chaotic because it has a negative connotation, but last year was very, obviously very busy. People everywhere, lots going on. It was the first year, learning curve.
Yeah.
To have doubled that this year, it's amazing to see how seamless it seems to be running.
Well, you know, obviously you learn some lessons from the first year,
right.
Things that that occur, particularly in regard to the flow of the students with their arrival and their departure. We did take a little bit different approach this year in terms of kind of dividing where the students actually come in. If you remember last year, we actually had a little warm-up deal where all the students were given just kind of a 2 or 3 minute intro and then dispersed. Well, we're not doing that this year. We're actually having them just come right in at the 3 entrance points and go immediately, you know, into the exhibit areas. The other thing that we've added is the conference center. Last year we did not have that. That's actually where we did food service for volunteers. And so this year we've added that space. So that's helped disperse the students a little bit to try to avoid some of the log jams and also the far-reaching areas to actually have them come in those areas so they see what's there. So, yeah, it's it really is a challenge in some regard, but we've really got some people that I think we have a good scheme in place, and again this year we'll learn some things in terms of how we can do some things better. But just like yesterday, we started off with a VIP breakfast for sponsors and some of our exhibitors, and then at lunch we fed 800 participants and volunteers, and so, you know, just that, it takes a little logistical planning and everything, but it really has been an amazing event, and just really to see the eyes of the students as they're engaging with professionals in the various fields, it really kind of reinforces why we're doing this.
I don't know if I know I don't remember too much about eighth grade. I don't know if you remember too much about eighth grade. I would not have walked in a place like this probably in eighth grade, although I should have, but your mentality is different as a child.
Yeah.
To come into a place like this and see it and wonder about the behind the scenes of how it come together, you're too overwhelmed with, I mean, the Columbus Air Force Base,
right.
Toyota, with all
right.
the different pieces in here.
Yeah.
I mean, an amazing behind the scenes crew.
Yeah,
and
really,
to get this together.
And we were talking about sort of that yesterday, you know, the little hiccups that we have here and there, nobody really even notices most of that. And really, as you're saying, I think the students, when they come in, many of them are expecting, oh, well, we're just going to walk by and pick up brochures from different things, because that's typically what they've been
exposed to. Well, when you see a job fair on TV or something like that, and this is not a job, this is totally different.
No, and then they walk in and then they start to interact and actually participate in activities and everything. It's like, hey, this is pretty cool.
Yeah,
you know, and so so there are a lot of things that exhibitors have done this year a little differently than they did last year, but because they saw part of the challenge is to just connect with the students and get their attention, whether it's playing a little game or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can have a short but serious conversation about, well, what do you do? What's your job like?
Right.
That kind of thing. And so, knock on wood, last year and this year, there's hardly been any disciplinary issues at all. And so when you have this many, well, thousands of eighth graders, sort of unbelievable, really.
You can't ask for much better than that. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you for being here.
Well, we thank everybody for joining us today here on location at the Imagine the Possibilities Career Expo. A lot of great information. just amazing to see all these different kids get to experience so many different. I mean, where else could you get to do this?
Nowhere.
It's like a job fair and a carnival in one.
Yeah, we got
a little wheel over there.
Come to the Daily Journal booth, spinning wheel, win some candy.
I saw a clown outside earlier, but I don't think he was with the expo, actually.
We got more clowns.
I actually haven't seen him in a little while.
Hey, why don't they have a booth? You could be a clown.
We not attributed the Morville Woods people to the clowns yet? The two have to be connected.
Wow, now that you mention it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Didn't think of through that, did you?
Well, I don't think we've seen a clown come out of the woods, though.
I guess. To see a clown come out.
I'd probably shoot it.
I would run. Or I'd run it down.
Yeah, exactly.
Giving clouds a bad name. Hey, thanks again for joining us today. We want to remind you that today's episode is brought to you by Shoppers Value Foods on East Main Street in Tupelo, formerly Palmer's. They always sponsor our Wednesday shows. And even though Jenna Parsons isn't here to talk food with us, they're still a sponsor of the Wednesday show.
Yeah. And we have other podcasts that we do that you should check out. We've got Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast with myself, Gene Phelps, and Blake Morgan every Wednesday. You can watch the webcast live around 11 a.m. at djournal.com. Podcast version drops later in the day. Listen to it for free in iTunes, your podcast apps, or at preprally.djournal.com. And we also have double coverage for you Ole Miss and MSU fans. Beat reporters Parrish Alford and Logan Lowry release a new episode each Thursday in which they provide game previews, insight, commentary, and analysis on the Bulldogs and the Rebels. So you can listen to that for free in iTunes, your podcast apps, or at doublecoverage.djournal.com.
Reminder, no episode of The Memo tomorrow, Thursday. We'll be back the following Monday. Actually, I won't be here Monday.
Really?
So, yes.
Where are you going?
I'm taking off, Brad.
Really?
I got some vacation days I got to burn. I'll be off Sunday and Monday.
Well, good for you.
Yep.
I'll just do the show by myself.
You'll have to.
Or I'll get somebody else in here.
That's fine. You can replace me. I'm easily replaced.
Not that hard to do.
One of these eighth graders, I'm sure, will be happy to do it. Kids? Anybody? Kids?
They're all
running away from you like you're a clown coming out of the woods. I'm Derek Russell.
I'm Brad Locke.
We'll see you next week.